Today's message will be taken from 2 Samuel chapter 9, verses 1 to 13. God's kindness will find you. The word says that David asked, "Is there anyone still left of the house of Saul to whom I can show kindness for Jonathan's sake?" Now there was a servant of Saul's household named Ziba. They summoned him to appear before David. And the king said to him, "Are you Ziba?" "At your service," he replied. The king asked, "Is there no one still alive from the house of Saul to whom I can show God's kindness?" Ziba answered the king, "There is still a son of Jonathan. He is lame in both feet." "Where is he?" the king asked. Ziba answered, "He is at the house of Machir, son of Ammiel, in Lo-debar." So King David had him brought from Lo-debar, from the house of Machir, son of Ammiel. When Mephibosheth, son of Jonathan, the son of Saul, came to David, he bowed down to pay him honor. David said, "Mephibosheth." "At your service," he replied. "Don't be afraid," David said to him, "for I will surely show you kindness for the sake of your father, Jonathan. I will restore to you all the land that belonged to your grandfather Saul, and you will always eat at my table." Mephibosheth bowed down and said, "What is your servant that you should notice a dead dog like me?" Then the king summoned Ziba, Saul's steward, and said to him, "I have given your master's grandson everything that belonged to Saul and his family. You and your sons and your servants are to farm the land for him and bring in the crops so that your master's grandson may be provided for. And Mephibosheth, grandson of your master, will always eat at my table." Now Ziba had 15 sons and 20 servants. Then Ziba said to the king, "Your servant will do whatever my lord the king commands his servant to do." So Mephibosheth ate at David's table like one of the king's sons. Mephibosheth had a young son named Micah. And all the members of Ziba's household were servants of Mephibosheth. And Mephibosheth lived in Jerusalem because he always ate at the king's table. He was lame in both feet. Let us pray. Almighty God, as we listen to your word, bestow upon us your kindness, so that no matter how unkind others are to us, we will remain kind towards them. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. From the beginning of this scripture, David displays a need to show God's kindness to someone. Kindness is an essential part of God's love within each believer, which needs to be expressed to those around you. The Bible says, "The Lord appeared to us in the past, saying, 'I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have drawn you with loving kindness.'" And it is for this reason you have a responsibility to be kind to others. Actually, it's not just a responsibility. It's a thirst, a hunger, a need that drives you to be kind. Mark Twain wrote that kindness is a language that the deaf can hear and the blind can see. So you can see, it is a way of literally communicating God's love. You may even be in a situation of misfortune, like Mephibosheth, crippled in both feet. But the kindness of God will search for you and find you, and he will bestow his love and kindness upon you through someone or some unexpected situation. As you listen to this message, the kindness of God is racing through eternity to meet the desires of your heart. Now, I want you to know that Mephibosheth was crippled in both feet through no fault of his own. The Bible tells us this fact in 2 Samuel 4, verse 4, which reads, "Jonathan, son of Saul, had a son who was lame in both feet. He was 5 years old when the news about Saul and Jonathan came from Jezreel. His nurse picked him up and fled. But as she hurried to leave, he fell and became disabled. His name was Mephibosheth." You might be just as unfortunate as Mephibosheth, or you might be someone who is just simply an unkind person. Know this: God wants to bestow his kindness upon the unfortunate and upon the unkind. Now, let me tell you about a story. A man saw a snake being burned to death and decided to take it out of the fire. When he did, the snake bit him, causing excruciating pain. The man dropped the snake, and the reptile fell back into the fire. So the man grabbed a metal pole and took the snake out of the fire and saved its life. Someone who was watching approached the man and said, "That snake bit you. Why are you still trying to save it?" The man replied, "The nature of the snake is to bite. But that's not going to change my nature, which is to help." Do not change your nature simply because someone harms you. Do not lose your kind heart. Only learn to take precautions. Like I mentioned before, you might be unfortunate like Mephibosheth, or you might have an unkind nature like that snake. God is racing through eternity to bestow his kindness to the unfortunate and to the unkind. May his kindness manifest in you and transform your life for the better. God bless you, Pastor Philip.
Since you've been gone, life's not the same. The question that haunts me, will I see you again? Why did you go? I will never know. You're not around to help me rid of this pain. The horizon seems so far away. Thousand years and a day. Now all I have are memories within. They are my friends, like You're all I have.